Bienvenidos to the 50-50 A Spanglish Podcast. This is your host, Jesse. If you have been with us since Season 1, welcome back. We will be discussing what's in store for Season 2, a couple of teasers en cuanto a los topics y conversaciones que vamos a estar teniendo. And if you are new, welcome too. We'll be discussing what is the 50-50 y por qué están en Spanglish. What's the deal with being both in English and Spanish at the same time? All of this and more coming up. Welcome back, babe.
Welcome back.
It's good to be back, Nicolas.
Good to see you.
So for those who don't know us, my name is Jesse and this is my wife, Jessica. We are the hosts of the 50-50, the definitive Spanglish podcast. I'm going to go out and say it, the definitive Spanglish podcast.
Why definitive?
Because he notado que hay muchos Spanglish podcasts que han empezado and a lot of them have died in season one.
That's messed up, Jesse. And,
no, I'm serious. Like
the, are you checking out the...
The competition, you know?
Not competition. We're all collaborators.
But that's the thing, though. Like, una cosa es de que le sigan, pero no le siguieron. In season one, or like, you know, just one set after like 10 episodes or 15 episodes or whatever long they went for, se acabó.
Well, I'm very proud of you.
There's a few out there, you know. Shout out to those who are out there. Savage Karma Podcast, Spanglish Podcast that are out there. You know, que todavía están haciendo. They're good. They're cool. I like them, you know. So, hey, man, let's collaborate.
You do listen to them.
You know, I do listen to them. Pero there's a bunch que se llaman Spanglish Podcast o lo que sea y ya no le han dado, you know. It's been like one of them 1 year, 2 years. Otro, like, you know, started his own English to Spanish translation services at that point.
And oh, nice.
Yeah, but it wasn't really...
But you are the definitive.
This is it, man. We are officially in season two, so I guess that puts us ahead of the game.
Nice.
Definitive Spanglish podcast. ¿Qué ha pasado desde el mes que no hemos estado aquí hablando, babe?
I've missed you.
I missed you too. No hemos hablado.
No.
You know what? I think we've missed podcasting so much that when we took a road trip, instead of listening to music like we always do, we talked the whole way.
Well... We used to talk the whole way, and then we started listening to a lot of music because you got into Hamilton.
I did.
And then recently, like, yeah, hemos platicado más.
And that's, like, I think como que teníamos esas más ganas. I mean, we were always talking,
yeah,
but we, like, really dove into the conversation and started taking it, like, each and every direction with it, you know?
Sí, I like it.
I do like it. ¿Y qué ha pasado desde ese mes? Well, a couple of milestones, no big deal, whatever, you know, we just hit 3,000 listens, you know?
Yeah.
Dang, according to the updated, most updated numbers right here on Castos, which is our podcast hosting provider.
And our sponsors.
3,121 listens / downloads from verified people.
Wow, verified people meaning individuals?
Yeah, like actual verified plays and listens from different services.
No es como que toma cinco veces.
No. Well, actually, hold on. Let me get back to you. Me dice total plays per service. Por ejemplo, Apple Podcasts, Google Play. It has its own very specific stats on Spotify alone, which is a new thing that they have. It's really cool. Y también, how many from our website? Quite a lot from our website still.
That's nice.
It is really nice,
thanks,
you know?
Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Pero me lleva al punto que me dijo mi cuñada, la Brittany.
¿Qué te dijo?
Me dijo, Jesse, si tienes tantos listens, pues, ¿por qué no tienes tantos followers en Instagram?
Y dang.
Y le dije,
she's throwing shade at you.
I know, for real. It was so dark in that room cuando me estaba haciendo todo eso. Me dijo eso, but here's the reason what I think. I apply it to myself personally. I listen to a lot of podcasters and a lot of different shows, pero I don't necessarily follow them on Instagram or social media for that matter.
Sí, y es que en realidad Instagram es como más the visual people, you know, bloggers and a podcast. I mean, you can promote it there, but potentially you don't listen to our podcast on Instagram.
No,
we just promote it on Instagram.
That's true. We do have a bit of a mix with our Instagram, our podcast Instagram. It's not just promotion. There's some, you know, some personal pictures of us throughout our day as well.
Because
we don't want it. Yeah, we don't want it to be just a rolling advertisement because I don't think that's engaging for people that follow our Instagram page.
Sí.
But at the same time, no más es our personal lives 24/7, you know? So no. I don't think necessarily that people that listen translate to, you know, Instagram follows or social media follows.
See, no. More of those, that number that you just said.
Yeah. And I apply this personally, you know. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of...
And my sister is in a very different industry than we are. She's in the makeup world, hairstyling world, blogging, lifestyle world.
But so here's the thing, though.
For her, it's important to have the numbers. Yo también
me considero un blogger. Okay, just as pretty as any girl out there.
Okay, ¿y el blog? ¿Cuándo lo vas a hacer? Okay, ¿cuándo lo vas a poner?
Ya eso voy. Según yo, este mes iba a terminar todos mis blogs, ¿verdad? Pero luego lo que pasó es that every day algo pasaba. If it wasn't a building that was on fire and I was like rescuing puppies from it, it was también maybe just like helping in the soup line, you know. it was maybe just like sewing like quilts for the homeless, you know.
Definitely not installing floors.
Mira, pa qué pues, you know, speaking of shade, it runs in the family, ¿eh? Neta que sí, throwing shade.
Well, she is my sister.
I haven't been able to finish the blog.
¿Cuándo te falta? ¿Cuándo te falta?
It's all about that wedding blog. Ese blog de la boda no le he podido terminar porque it's been giving me the hardest time in telling people cuánto te quiero, you know? ¿Cuánto te quiero yo? It's hard to put into words, you know?
Oh, okay.
It's really hard. Like right That's now, nice. I'm making a comparison between being married and being gardener because sometimes when you want to reach out for help, all you can grab is manure. And what do you do with it?
Marriage,
you
know, is a big pile of manure.
Yeah, you know? Sometimes you're reaching out for some support and all you have is a handful of manure and you got to throw it in the ground and hopefully something
pretty
comes out of that, you know? So, yeah, that's where I'm at right now. Te quiero. Te amo.
Muy bien.
Sí. I can't say I think about you every second of every day, though.
No, please don't.
That'd be weird.
Yeah.
Moving on. Okay. So, en cuanto termine el blog, that I know that as soon as I finish that one, de la boda, everything else, you know, it's going to just fly by. I know this. Mm-hmm. It's just a little bit of writer's block. Me falta como 2 sentences max, 3 sentences max, y termino con todo eso.
You can't finish 2 sentences max?
They're the hardest sentences of my life. It really
you
is.
You mean a conclusion?
It's like the hardest thing. Like, you know, I'm not...
Hi, Jesse.
I'm telling you, but I'm almost there.
You'll get there.
So anyways, welcome back to our listeners. First of all, let me talk to you guys first. Thank you again for tuning in once more. Let me tell you what is in store for season 2. It's quite a bit. It is... Let's give them a quick teaser, babe.
Primeramente, okay.
Vamos a hablar sobre la dieta.
Oh, yes.
La dieta hispana. And I know it's hispana because we've had all Hispanic food and all Hispanic food is just as bad.
Well... We don't like to consider anything a bad food.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you?
We are not going to shame anybody on what it is that they eat.
Pero está diseñada para matarnos.
Sí.
¿Sí o no?
Algo.
Más o menos.
Mm-hmm, más o menos.
Porque la comida mexicana...
Pero it's going to be exciting.
Mexican food, delicious, ¿verdad?
Delicious.
Pero viene de manteca, llena de grasa, llena de azúcar con los azúcares. We're a real sweet tooth, man.
Ajá. Salt.
Comida...
Frito.
Puertorriqueña. Frito to the max, comida dominicana.
Bacalaito.
Un bacalito, ¿verdad? El mofongo, que no falte el mofongo. You know, that's basically...
Tostones.
Tostones. You know, these
Anywho.
Are all delicacies that are designed to kill our arteries, you know?
That will be on a upcoming episode.
That will be an episode, and we'll have Adley back on that, speaking on it, because both you and Adley are health experts, and
I don't think we're health experts.
Well, you have plenty of expertise in this field. Yo, como una estadística of, like, you know... the obesity population, I feel like I have plenty to say on the matter too, you know? But, you know, también, no más eso. I'm not just a statistic. I've also worked in the healthcare field y he notado that if a doctor tells a Hispanic, oh, pues tiene una dieta normal, he's giving him a death sentence.
It can be.
So that's just one episode that we'll talk about. We'll also talk about, por ejemplo, también, what's another one? Se me fue un poquito.
Holistic. Mario. Care, which is,
sí.
I'm very excited about this because I grew up in a household donde todo se curaba con una hierba y con un té.
Con un té, sí.
Y pobre ti que te duermas con el pelo mojado porque te vas a morir.
Te puedes comer los 3-5 tamales con manteca.
Ah, sí.
Eso no hay problema. Sí. Pero pobre de ti que pises el piso descalzo.
Ajá.
Porque te vas a morir.
Sí.
O te va a lamber el diablo las patas. Una de las dos.
El cucuy.
Así que vamos a hablar en how science and some of these, I almost want to call it superstition. It feels like superstition.
It's borderline.
It's right. It's borderline.
It's borderline. Just no le digas a mi mamá eso porque, híjole.
So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Vamos a hablar un poco about how it's still taboo for Hispanics to go and seek for mental health help.
Mm-hmm.
If people want to be healthy mentally, es algo que todavía no se habla. Todavía te dicen, ay, pues sé fuerte. But it's really hard for someone that has an actual clinical diagnosis.
A disorder.
Yeah. So we'll discuss that. And we'll also do some collaboration with some podcasters out there. Que también hablan en Spanglish. You know, we're looking forward to that. So
exciting stuff, guys.
Exciting stuff coming in for season two. We have the capacity to do this now because we have new equipment.
Yes.
Check me out. I sound.
Look at the 5050's Instagram story. We're going to post a picture of it.
Yeah, so basically.
Not the best picture, but something.
Just give you an idea. You know, we have microphones now. We have a mixer now. We have stands. We have poppers. We
Guys,
have headsets.
I feel like that one scene in the movie Selena, where está cantando, if I could fall. I just need like a red lipstick on right now because like this little like filter, black round filter in front of the microphone, it's giving me all the Selena feels.
it looks pretty legit from our point of view, you know. Yeah. But I mostly
did it
because like I wanted to sound better, you know. Season one was good, it sounded okay, but I knew it could sound better, so we invested into this, you know. No way I see how in debt we are now. It's not crushing debt as of yet.
It's Pero for you guys.
It's, you know, it's a fun hobby, and I wanted it to sound better, and here we are. We have the capacity to kind of expand on this project that we've been working
yes,
on.
Yes, there's also, está una cosa acá que parece, honestly, parece like the Operation game. I don't know what, no sé, is blinking at me.
It's the mixer. That's our mixer. I can like, you know, kind of go over it and move it and edit it live. So, por ejemplo, if I want to make myself sound low. I can do that now. Or if I want to make it sound high, 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 I can just do that.
Oh, cool.
It's really cool. I can edit on the spot, you know?
Yeah. Let us know if you guys want a podcast or a blog post on
the equipment
how
that we
have. Well, Jesse. Yo nomás me siento y hablo.
Well, I have someone that says that he wants a vlog, so, you know, maybe.
Oh, my God.
I might just
That's
make that.
That's another story.
And I'm just going to make my own YouTube channel and talking about this equipment.
Oh,
here,
God.
You know?
Okay.
I have the face for YouTube. I'm ready, man. I am ready. Okay, without further ado then, entonces,
let's do this.
Thank you guys again for listening, but now let's speak to our new listeners coming in. Maybe this is the first episode that you're listening to y te estás pensando de qué es este podcast, what is it all about. Ya lo dijimos un poquito, let me repeat it. Welcome to the 5050, the definitive Spanglish podcast. Así que, estás pensando, how do I know that this podcast, even though it's in Spanglish, whatever that means, is for me? Bueno, if you are part of the Mexican-American or Hispanic-American demographic, o tal vez alguien que inmigró aquí y tiene un poco de cultura tanto de su cultura hispana y cultura americana, then I'm going to say that this podcast, it's for you.
If you feel like you are half and half of something, then this is it.
That's it. So, por ejemplo, si tienes gustos de dos diferentes culturas o puntos de vistas, por ejemplo, si te gusta el café Starbucks.
Starbucks.
El Starbucks. Y también te gustan los tamales a la misma vez.
What is your go-to Starbucks order, Jesse? Go.
My go-to Starbucks order is a skinny mocha, skinny peppermint mocha.
It is.
With almond milk.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of the times they tell you, we don't have the skinny syrup.
Pues sí, pues deme la gordura, pues ya una vez, you know.
So you just get less pumps.
I do. You know, give me less pumps too, and we'll call it even. Mm-hmm. We'll be okay. What's your go-to?
Surprisingly, I have not really been a coffee drinker in like maybe the last 2 years. So when I go to Starbucks, yo ordeno a green tea latte with coconut milk.
Okay, so that's
And
that's
light
true.
On the ice or no ice. If Kevin is listening to this, you know.
Light on the ice or no
light
ice?
Light on the ice or no ice porque me cae que me están cobrando nomás el hielo.
That's the matcha one, ¿verdad? That you're talking about?
Yes.
Matcha que más aplauda.
I do also go for the chai tea a lot of the times, the chai tea latte. Pero eso sí, nunca ordeno regular milk porque ya tú sabes.
So again,
no me va bien.
Si te gusta ese tipo de café, pero a la misma vez you also like tamales, then this podcast is for you.
Mm-hmm.
What's your go-to tamal?
El de elote.
El de elote. El mío es de puerco.
Claro.
Así, puerco.
Cochi.
Pero skinny mocha, Por favor. All right. Tengo morales yo.
Tengo morales. Hay límites. Hay límites.
También si te gustan las chelas de cachet, like the micro brews. I'm talking about the IPAs, the pale ales, the red ales, you know, the Hefeweizens, the porters, the stouts. Ooh. But not just the big commercial ones. Like I'm talking about the tiny micro brewing companies. If you like all of that, all those hipster micro brews, Pero a la misma vez si
That's
te gusta...
That's the word, hipster, huh?
Sí, sí, sí. Pero si a la misma vez te gusta el menudo, hey, then this podcast is for you.
O pozole.
O pozole. Yeah, it doesn't have to be menudo. A mí no me gusta tanto el menudo, pero el pozole no falla, right? Mm-hmm. Los frijoles no fallan.
Los frijoles puercos.
Los frijoles puercos no fallan.
It's a whole other story.
You know, el, ¿cómo se le dice en el half and half, que es half arroz, half frijoles? They call that moro or something like that. O el gris, you know?
Oh.
Si te gusta eso, plus, but at the same time, a craft beer, then yeah, this yeah. podcast is for you.
Join the family.
Absolutely, join the family. Si te gustan nanitos verdes, pero la misma vez te gustan amigos. If you like those things, then this podcast is for you as well. There's not a lot of people that like those kind of things, that kind of dynamic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's
We're niche.
We are niche, you know? And now I've been meeting some more Mexican Americans that not only like, they don't only like chente, but they like chente, migos, and K-pop.
Oh, wow.
So we are like, you know, this demographic regarding to genre, since our demographic is all over the place, then it only makes sense that our genre preference is all over the place too, because, you know, why not?
Why not? Mix it up a little.
Mix it up a little bit. I'm down for that. Así que, si tú eres un poquito de aquí y un poquito de allá, demographic-wise, welcome. This podcast is for you. Because, la neta, let's talk about that. The struggle of our demographic. We discussed it before, so let's just briefly recap it. Sí o no? It is a struggle.
A little bit, sí.
You know, like...
A veces cuesta como... Es, para nosotros es normal porque es nuestro diario entorno. But a veces, cuando lo notamos más es whenever we are hanging out with someone who is not particularly our demographic.
Mm-hmm.
And they point these things out and we're just kind of like, oh yeah.
Dude, my cousin was literally talking about this. You know, I'm not going to say her name because I'm not sure if she gave me permission to say her name. Pero she was literally talking about this. She was saying that when she hangs out with some of her friends that are white, she goes somewhere with them and they're like, oh my God, this is really Mexican. You know? Like, eso está bien indio para atrás. Pero la misma vez, like when she hangs out with some of her actual Mexican friends, they make fun of her because they're saying, dude, you are so white.
Mm-hmm.
What a weird concept, you know?
Sí.
De que gente de ambos demographics can sit back and say, you're too much of this.
It's too much.
Or too much of that, you know?
Y es que y tú no lo sientes porque tú nomás dices, pues, you know, if you hang out, or not hang out, but if, you know, our town is pretty heavily Hispanic. So, like, we don't question these things, you know? Pero si tenemos... You know, un Starbucks close, y a la misma vez los tacos en la esquina. So it's kind of like,
yeah,
we have access to both of these things, and we love both of these things.
Absolutely, you know, there's days que like we're rolling down the street, and queremos like sabes qué, ahí está el Chick-fil-A, it's bomb. But there's other days que decimos no sabes qué, quiero el hot dog wrapped in bacon con guacamole y el chorizo. You know, like they're both there for us.
Yes, and it's beautiful.
It is beautiful, you know. So we haven't really thought about it until, you know, for example nosotros, until we got older and we started noticing that people were pointing out these differences in about. You know, our upbringing or our preferences.
Yeah.
So
even our Spanglish.
Even our Spanglish, yeah. Cuando hablamos, we think this way. So the reason why we do this podcast in Spanglish is because nosotros, y yo creo que muchos de nosotros que nos escuchan, and maybe you guys who are new, can relate to the fact que we are most comfortable cuando hablamos de esta forma.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of this y un poquito de esta manera, you know? No sale forzado. It kind of comes naturally, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Speaking like this. Así que...
It will one day be a language.
I really think so. You know, hey, if they've been trying to recognize Ebonics, I don't see why Spanglish cannot be part of it también.
Why not?
You know, so, pero sí, it has been sometimes a bit of an identity struggle. Because la gente te pregunta, oh, pues es que tú dónde eres? You know, los mexicanos son más para eso.
Yeah.
En cuanto cruzas para México, ay, pues es que eres del norte. You know, like...
Even this past weekend, we were in California and they nos estaban, no a mí particularmente, pero a alguien que estaba con nosotros, de nuestras amigas, le preguntaron, pero ok, pero ¿de dónde eres?
Uh-huh.
You know? Like, pero ¿de dónde son tus padres?
And it's funny.
¿De dónde vinieron? They want to hear like Zacatecas, Sonora. They want to hear like,
o sea,
where.
They want to prove how authentic Mexican you are. And here's the thing. We kind of like, you know, think that
we're washed out. We're Mexicans.
According to them. But at the same time, tú y yo, we feel pretty darn Mexican authentic. And we go and bash our friends in California and call them bougie because they think that they are washed out.
They're hella bougie.
But at the same time, they're saying, no, they're feeling the same thing that we feel. They feel just as Mexicanos as we do, you know? Así que, pero no sé. That's the funny thing about perspective. Para nosotros, un California Mexican from San Marcos, se nos hace, you know, super bougie. And muchas cosas, you know? Like, hey, we tried this restaurant. Oh, yeah, that restaurant's pretty decent, you know.
It's okay.
I guess it's okay. If you like raw fish, then yeah, go have sushi there. You know, pero para ellos, they're just as Mexican as we are. La neta. But our perspective is even different, even there.
And know? Their environment. They're from a bigger city than we are. So
they're exposed to more things. Like, por ejemplo, por eso están riendo de mí. Because I've never seen how espresso's been made before.
Oh, I know.
I was explaining how we finally got like a legit coffee shop.
You guys, this lady was doing this and this and that. Y lo dijeron, that's how they make espressos, Jesse. Nunca habías mirado. And we're like,
y yo, no. Y yo con mi burro a un lado, ¿no? Así como que like, pues es que acá en mi barrio, pues nunca había visto yo eso. Y pues, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like, pero that's the funny thing. Like that conversation that you mentioned, like, oh, eres de Zacatecas, eres de aquí. Sometimes we feel like we have to prove how Mexican we are to some people.
And you know what? It's redundant because guess what, guys? I have never been to Sinaloa. You know, like I don't. No. So de ahí son mis padres. Not even.
The most south of the border we've been is just the border town. Like, you know, imagínate Mexicali, imagínate Tijuana. As soon as you cross over, that's as literally as far as we've gone, you know?
That's as far as we've gone.
Well, that's all we know. You know, Rosarito, maybe, if you want to kind of give you a distance of perspective. Like a few hundred miles south of Mexico.
I mean, yo estaba bien, bien chiquita. Tenía como unos 7, 8 años cuando fuimos a Mazatlán.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not, I don't remember like what it looked like. I just remember que había playa, había arena, había comida. We were in a hotel. That was it. Like, como que yo no sé comprehend que yo estaba en México.
Mm-hmm. Yo como que, like, in my experience, I think the most authentic, if you want to call it that, right? If you want to label it, authentic Mexican experience would be Ensenada, you know? But I was a kid cuando estábamos en Ensenada, Baja California. Yeah. I vaguely remember La Bufadora, you know? Well, you know, and, but at the same time, like, I do feel like that. I feel like I have to prove que tan mexicano soy to the Mexicans. Pero to the white people.
Oh, we're Cinco de Mayo.
I almost have to prove how American I am, you know? Like, yeah. I love burgers, I love microbrews, I love freedom. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I have to kind of, like, back it up a little bit, you know? Like, no sé por qué. I feel like we almost have to sometimes cater to one demographic and then cater to another. But I think enough is enough, ¿no crees?
Yeah.
You know, I really do feel like James Edward Olmos and Selena, you know? And in fact, I'm going to play that clip right now.
They want us to play Mexico?
Dad, a gig in Monterrey, Mexico.
Dad, that
man,
would be so
time,
cool.
I'm not sure of that right now.
Come on, Dad.
Hey, Dad, you always said everything's a risk, right?
They don't accept us with it. They never have.
Hello, we're Mexican.
No, we are Mexican-American, and they don't like Mexican-American.
That's all saying.
And
on,
they can
sense.
Be mean, and they can tear us apart over there.
Oh,
Selena's
right.
Spanish is...
What about my Spanish? I've been singing in Spanish for 10 years. It's perfect.
Singing, yes, but when you speak it a little funny. And down there, you gotta speak perfectly or the press will eat you up and spit you out alive. I've seen them do it.
Oh, overreacting as usual.
Dad, the music will speak for itself, Dad.
Listen, being Mexican-American is tough. Anglos jump all over you if you don't speak English perfectly. Mexicans jump all over you if you don't speak Spanish perfectly. We gotta be twice as perfect as anybody else. Why are you laughing? What's so funny?
Nothing.
I'm serious. Okay. Our family
serious,
has
Dad.
Been here for centuries, and yet they treat us as if we just swam across the Rio Grande. I mean, we got to know about John Wayne and Pedro Infante. We got to know about Frank Sinatra and Agustin Lara. We got to know about Oprah and Cristina. Anglo food is too bland, and yet when we go to Mexico, we get the runs. Now, that to me is embarrassing.
Oh, Dad!
Japanese Americans, Italian Americans, German Americans, their homeland is on the other side of the ocean. Ours is right next door, right over there. And we gotta prove to the Mexicans how Mexican we are, and we gotta prove to the Americans how American we are. We gotta be more Mexican than the Mexicans and more American than the Americans, both at the same time. It's exhausting. Man, nobody knows how tough it is to be a Mexican-American.
Sí o no?
Yes.
100%, right?
The deepest words I've ever heard.
We got to listen to John Wayne. We got to prove the Mexicans how Mexicans we are. We have to prove the gringos how gringos we are. Like, you know, we are in a consistent struggle. And you know what? Let's just embrace the middle.
Yes.
Let's embrace it, man.
Let's embrace it.
Si este compa, el Trump, I said, build us a wall. I am going to lay flat in the middle of it. Ahí va a tener yo mi camita.
Sí.
Right down smack the middle of the wall. Hopefully it's wide enough. Como una queen, más o menos, para que quepamos los dos. You know, y ahí vamos a estar, because apparently that's where we belong.
Yeah.
You know, apparently so. So, why not? You know? Así que de nuevo, si ustedes sienten que también... You relate to everything that we're talking about regarding demographics, regarding gustos, regarding preferences, regarding upbringing de culturas. Then what do you think, babe? Do you think you should join us?
Yes.
I think
subscribe.
So. Hey, man, follow us, you know? Y como siempre, you guys, bienvenidos to the 50-50. That's a wrap for episode 1 of the 50-50, season 2. Season 2 is not something I was thinking of doing. No sabía que lo iba a quebrar de esa forma. No sabía que I was going to keep it going. Just wanted to kind of do a portfolio to express my voice or show off my voice and my vocal talents on my website so I can get some potential voiceover acting gigs. But here we are, season 2. It's happening. And I'm excited. I'm glad it is. And it's happening thanks to, you know, people like you guys who listen. And I'm not just talking about my friends and family. Obviously, thank you to my friends and family who listens. I'm talking to you, Mom. Pero también gente que no he conocido. Gente that have no idea who you are. You know, whoever you are. First of all, thank you. And second of all, don't be shy. Drop by. Say hi to us. You can do that by checking out our website. the50fifty.com. The50fifty.com. You can leave a comment there. Or you can check out our Instagram. We're very active there. That is the50fifty. You know, if you haven't dropped in before, say hi. Let us know what you like or don't like. We love to hear from you. Obviously, there's plenty of people that are listening. I have no idea who the other half may be or where you guys are from. But honestly, I'm very curious at this point. So, like I said, don't be shy. We appreciate the support so far. And if you want to keep supporting us, you're already doing plenty by listening. Pero if you want to do more, feel free to share this podcast. Share it with your friends. Share it with your family. You know, it's this audience is already growing. And not only is it exciting, but it's also interesting to see how this conversation and this kind of pseudo community that's being built, how it forms. Así que... Even though it's just Jessica and I, for the most part, talking, it no longer really feels like it's just us two. You know? There's more than that. It's you guys. Así que, any help we can get, any ideas, any feedback, any constructive criticism, hell, maybe you listen to it because you hate every episode and you just want to crap on it on your own podcast. Hey, that's cool too. Whatever it is, you know? Failure is feedback. That's what a great coworker would tell me. And... I've come to see that it's absolutely true. So whatever feedback you have for us, let us know. A bit different regarding endings, you know, but I just wanted to take this brief time and just talk to you personally, who listens. Como siempre, thank you for listening to The 50-50.